May I interrupt just a moment to supply what was perhaps a omission or inadvertent omission? You wound up on the Supreme Court in 1964. While you were practicing in Detroit, there was a new Court of Appeals being created. Were you tempted? Did you consider running for that court at that time, or did it not have any interest to you?
It did not have any interest to me, as a matter of fact. In fact, at that particular time, my interest was not in the appellate application of the law. I liked the action of the trial court. And this new court was struggling to become established. It was not of any great interest to me. Maybe it's because of my previous experience of practicing, where we just assumed you went from the trial court to the Supreme Court. You had to, of course, petition the trial court for leave at the time, which made it very difficult to get to the Supreme Court. So there was a necessity for the intermediate appellate court to review the actions of the trial court. But it was not one of my main interests. It was only after having served on the trial court for a period of time that I became interested in the appellate process.
I get it. Now we're back to 1970.
Now we're back to 1970, okay. And I was elected to the Supreme Court.
How did this? What were the mechanics of this? How did the opportunity present itself? And you mentioned some of the factors, the farm at Manchester, the fact that you had... there was a sort of a sameness that began to assert itself in what you did. You enjoyed a great deal at the start, but it began to perhaps become less attractive, correct? Because it became repetitive. Here's a divorce, another divorce. Holy cow, what are these?
Or a condemnation case or something that takes a great deal of judicial time for a result that might better be obtained through the administrative process than a judicial process. I think there occurred about that time also the indication by Harry Kelly that he would not be a candidate. So there was a vacancy. There also Justice Dethmers, who had been on the court for some time, was up for re-election. So those were the two positions that were vacant, and of course at that time G. Menon Williams had indicated his interest in running for the Supreme Court, and I felt that was a good person to run with at any time. I'd been running with him for years, and we became the candidates of the Democratic Party, nominated to run for the nonpartisan position of the Supreme Court Justice, and of course both of us as former governors had great name recognition throughout the state.
And this was August 1970. Who were your opponents, do you recall?
Well, T. John Leszczynski
also
had indicated he might like to move on, but he, I think, was half-hearted in his attempt, you might say, because he was a chief judge of the Court of Appeals, which was a court that he deserves a great deal of credit for organizing and establishing. And I can't think of other persons at the convention that were serious candidates for the
position. Who were the Republican nominees? Do you recall that? That actually appeared on the ballot.
That's hard for me to... obviously, Dethmers, Justice Dethmers.
Oh, he did run.
He did run. He was defeated. And I don't know who the other candidate was right at this time for the Supreme Court.
But at any rate, when the votes were counted in November, you and G. Menon Williams were big winners, and you led the ticket, as I remember.